Your Locked On Stars, your daily podcast on the Dallas Stars. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Welcome into the Locked On Stars podcast. I'm your host, Kenneth Nash, joining you on this Thursday to talk about the Stars' upcoming games. Two games against the Columbus Blue Jackets. Those two teams face off later on today. Tonight, 7:30 p.m. Central Time. Columbus in Dallas to take on the Stars. Then they'll go back at it again on Saturday. We're going to talk about those games. We'll talk about the latest on Tyler Seguin. We saw some video of him on the ice today. We'll talk about him when we might see a return from him. Of course, we heard that Alexander Radulov and Ben Bishop would both miss the rest of the season. Breaking news yesterday. So that's a downer, but the Stars could get Tyler Seguin back sooner rather than later. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about all the latest with the Stars. Who's in net tonight? All of that coming up on today's show. But today's show first, brought to you by RockAuto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit RockAuto.com. Tell them Locked On sent you. Let's go ahead and dive right into this game. The Stars taking on the Columbus Blue Jackets later on tonight. The Stars sixth place in the Central Division. Columbus in seventh. The Stars are 15-14-12 on the year. Columbus 15-20-9. The Columbus Blue Jackets have kind of entered rebuild mode. If you go back to the trade deadline and the moves they made some moves to kind of ship out some players and start rebuilding for future seasons, which means they're a little bit weakened compared to what they were when they faced off against this Stars team earlier in the season. Not that Columbus was an elite team beforehand, but they are a weakened team even compared to then. They've since the deadline or just before the deadline, they moved on from forward Riley Nash, sent him to the Toronto Maple Leafs for a seventh round draft pick. Additionally, the Blue Jackets sent defenseman David Savard to the Tampa Bay Lightning as part of a three team deal with the Detroit Red Wings in exchange for they kicked up the Lightning's first round pick and a third round pick in 2022. So they move on from David Tavares, they move on from Riley Nash, they move on from Nick Foligno. Nick Foligno goes to the Toronto Maple Leafs. So those are some big names, some big moves. When you talk relative to who were the producing players for this Columbus team, those are some notable players that they've parted with here over the past week or so. And so the Stars, this Blue Jackets team that the Stars are going to face tonight is different looking in somewhat drastic way compared to the Columbus team that we'd seen kind of all season. You look at obviously David Savard, Nick Foligno; those were two big departures. Riley Nash, more of a depth forward, but still something notable, a player that's no longer on the roster. And this Columbus team still has some talent, still has some good players, but much less firepower, I guess I should say, coming into this matchup. You look at a guy like Nick Foligno. He was skating over 18 minutes a night for Columbus, had 16 points in 42 games. He was one of their heaviest used players. He's gone. You look at David Savard, the defenseman who's now with the Tampa Bay Lightning. Savard was skating almost 20 minutes a night, a little over 19 and a half minutes per night. He had 6 points in 40 games, but he was heavily used. So it's a team that's parted ways with some of their more heavily used players. And generally that's a signal that they're going to try to use younger guys in those spots and get some younger guys some opportunities. Riley Nash getting 12 and a half minutes per night. So this Columbus team is definitely in full rebuild mode, which should set up nicely for a Dallas Stars team that is still trying to find a way into the postseason. These teams have played six times this season. Stars took the first. They split the first two games of the season. In Dallas, they split the second set of two games against the season in Columbus. And their most recent bout, they split those games. So it's three wins each through six games this season. The Stars really need to come away with both wins here against Columbus. You need to be winning 5 of 8 against this Columbus team if you want a chance to get into the postseason. So it sets up for really, really critical games for the Stars and for Columbus. Coming into tonight, we'll have to see if Roope Hintz is available. He missed missed. The Stars game against Florida on Sunday, a game the Stars lost in overtime. Hopefully Roope Hintz is back in. We know how much of a difference maker he can be. He leads the Stars in points over the last five games with eight, compared to Jack Roslovic, who has six in that same time frame. Jason Robertson's sure to be a critical player. Jason Robertson's been an absolute tear this season, and he's been extremely hot here over the past couple of months. You take out the very beginning of the season, he had a phenomenal month of March, and he's been just as hot in the month of April. Looking at Jason Robertson here in his splits over the past couple of months, you go to March, he had 16 points in 17 games in March, 5 goals, 11 assists. He was a +3. Fast forward to April, 7 points in 8 games, 5 goals, 2 assists. So he's already equaled his goal total from the entire month of March. 5 goals, 2 assists, +9. He's got 2 game winners already in April alone. So you look over the April and March combined, we're talking about 23 points in 25 games played. He's been absolutely, he's been arguably the Stars' most impactful player. Roope Hintz, I think, is up there as well, but Roope Hintz has been somewhat in and out of the lineup night in, night out. It seems like Jason Robertson is getting on the score sheet every single night. He's putting up those kind of numbers. He's catapulted himself into the Calder Trophy conversation. I think it's a two-horse race right now between Robertson and the favorite entering the year and the current favorite in Kirill Kaprizov of the Minnesota Wild. I think it's really two horse race between those two. That's out of nowhere. And so Robertson has come in and been an absolutely influential player for the Dallas Stars. Looking over his last five games, he's got 5 points in his last five. Two of those games were two-point games, both against Florida. The only games he was held pointless were Chicago on April 6th and Nashville on April 11th. His time on ice is catapulted as meteorically as his rise in prominence for the Dallas Stars. He's skating some nights nearly 18, 19, 20 minutes a night now because he's been on that top line with Joe Pavelski, Roope Hintz. He's a guy I've got my eye on. That line is the line that we're all watching, right? Hintz, Robertson, Pavelski is the line that we're all keeping an eye on, because right now the Stars are kind of sink or swim based off those three. And we'll dive into some of the team stats in just a second, but I do want to look at those three. Those three are the leading point total getters for the Stars this season. Joe Pavelski, 38 points in 41 games to lead the Dallas Stars. He's a +14, also the highest mark on this Stars team. Roope Hintz, 32 points in 29. He's the only point-per-game player the Stars have this season. You can throw Alexander Radulov in there. Technically, he had 12 points in 11 games, but he's done for the season. So only player the Stars have averaging more than a point per game is Roope Hintz. Hopefully, he's back in the lineup. And then Jason Robertson, 29 points in 36 games this season. John Klingberg, toss him in that mix, 27 and 40. That group, your top forward line, and then John Klingberg on your top defensive pair, those guys carry this team as it stands right now. Now we have to talk about Jamie Benn as a player that's kind of been influential. Benn's been pretty good over the past couple of weeks. He's kind of found his stride a little bit. He's got 5 points in his last five games, had two assists against Florida on Sunday the 13th. Unfortunately, that night's going to leave kind of a sour taste in Jamie Benn's mouth, because he was the one who took the penalty in overtime that put Florida on the 4-on-3 power play. They would eventually score on the power play and beat the Stars to that extra point. But Jamie Benn's starting to kind of come around a little bit. Those top three forwards we talked about, they've been very, very good and been consistent. The Stars have some little mojo going here, and they've been much better in the month of April. And you look at the guys who are producing and starting to be, more than just a one or two guy kind of show. It's more than just Joe Pavelski and or Roope Hintz and or Jason Robertson. It's starting to be a little bit more of a team dynamic. However, those three guys, Hintz, Robertson, and Pavelski, still kind of dictate which way the Stars are going to go on any given night. Those are the guys I have my eye on tonight for the Dallas Stars. Interesting name to watch for Columbus, of course, is Jack Roslovic, Patrick Laine. Those guys both talented forwards and are going to assume bigger roles with some of the departures that the Blue Jackets have had here over the past week or so. But it sets up for a good matchup. We'll talk about the team team aspect of it in just a second. We'll talk about goalie matchup as well. Before we step aside, though, today's episode brought to you by 10-10, a capsule collection of diamond rings that are responsibly sourced, limited edition designs at fair price points. 10-10 is an exclusive collection of 10 creative styles of diamond rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Rings sure to bring joy into her life. Using only diamonds responsibly sourced from Botswana, 10 female designers, design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful ring, ideal for engagement, Mother's Day, or simply a beautiful conversation piece. They're the perfect way to bring light into her life. They're available now through Mother's Day only at BlueNile.com. Just search the words 10x10. BlueNile.com. Search the words 10x10. This collection features high quality fine jewelry that will surprise and delight and fairly priced, so you can give her something special and truly meaningful. If you're on the hunt for the perfect unique ring she'll treasure forever, you're definitely going to want to check this out. It won't be around for long, so find them by searching the words 10x10. That's TENBYTEN only at BlueNile.com. Back here at the Locked On Stars podcast. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's keep talking about these matchups between the Stars and Blue Jackets. First one, kind of a little rambly, I think, because I kind of turned corners. I was going to talk about the teams first as a whole. Then I want to talk about Robe Hintz and Jason Robertson and Joe Pavelski and that group. So let's talk about goalies real quick. Then we'll talk about the teams and just kind of the situations these teams are in. Jake Ottinger is going to be getting the start on Thursday night. That is, Jake Ottinger gets the start Thursday night. He's 6-5-6 on the year, 229 goals allowed average, .917 save percentage. The kid's been fairly good for the Dallas. I say fairly. He's been very good for the Dallas Stars this season as their number two. Number two goalie. He hasn't started a game. Since April 6th against Chicago, a game which he gave up 3 goals on 27 shots. That was the last time he was in net, so it's been a little while. He's back in after a little over a week out. Anton Hudobin had been starting for the Stars here over the past week, had been very, very good, and Anton Hudobin gets a night off. And this is kind of, this isn't, you know, I think we have a tendency to read more into goalie decisions sometimes than there are. You know, this isn't Anton Hudobin wasn't good enough against Florida or anything like that. This is a matter of the Stars are going to need two goalies to go down the stretch. You got to get Jake Ottinger in at some point. You've got, you know, a game against Columbus tonight, game against Columbus Saturday, and then a day off, and then you have back-to-backs against Detroit. This is a time to get him in the crease, get him some more action, and he's been very, very good so far this season. So there's no doubt that I think he can put up those kind of numbers again. And against Columbus this year, 3-0-1 against the Columbus Blue Jackets this year in 4 starts. He's given up 8 goals on 103 shots, .192 goals allowed average, .922 save percentage, and his lone shutout of the season came against this Columbus team. So, you know, this is a good matchup for him, it seems like, based on what we've seen from him this season, and it's also a weakened Columbus team. So this is a prime opportunity for the Stars to get him back in the crease, get him some action before you head into this stretch against Detroit next week, where you need to be winning almost all, if not all, of the matchups. And then you start that run at the end of the year where you're playing Carolina, Florida, Tampa Bay, Nashville, and all but 2 of those are on the road. You got to get them back in the crease at some point. This is a good time to do that. Looking at the teams, we talked about their records. We talked about that Columbus is kind of in sell mode and rebuild mode at the deadline. So they're down some of their more notable players, Nick Foligno, David Savard. Still got some talent on this team, though. Obviously, Patrick Laine, Jack Roslovic, Michael Delzato, still some very, very talented players on this team. Still dangerous, but this is a team that is for all intents and purposes, rebuilding this season. They sit 7th behind the Dallas Stars in the Central Division standings, 39 points through 44 games. The Stars sit ahead of them at 42 points through 41, so the Stars are no risk of really falling behind Columbus. But these are games the Dallas Stars need to be winning. The Dallas Stars trying to chase down Nashville, who's been very, very hot. Technically, they're still trying to chase down Chicago as well. They're 2 points behind Chicago. Pardon me, 3 points behind Chicago with 2 games in hand. They're still trying to chase them down as well. But Nashville is the one with the ultimate prize right now, and that's that 4 spot in the Central Division, the last playoff spot out of the Central. The Stars trying to everything they can do to chase them down, get in, get one of those playoff spots. And if they want to do that, they've got to win these kind of games. They have a 6-game stretch here, 2 against Columbus, 4 against Detroit. That's their next 6 games. They need to be winning 5, if not all 6 of these games, if they want a chance to try to chase down this Nashville team that's been very, very good and really has not shown a whole lot of sign of slowing down. We talked about yesterday that I thought, you know, I thought they were going to taper off. I think a lot of people thought they would taper off, that they couldn't sustain this kind of the kind of run they were on long term, and they've done just that. In the month of April, they lost to the Stars, very first game of the month, and they beat Chicago, beat Detroit, lost to Tampa Bay, beat the Stars, and beat Tampa Bay this season. So just two regulation losses, two losses in general, actually, for Nashville here in the month of April. They've won their other five games. They're a very, very hot team right now. The Stars have to keep pace with them, and this is the time to make your gains. If Nashville's going to slip up, they've got a little bit of a tougher stretch. Two games at Carolina today and Saturday, then home against Chicago, one game, and then on the road at Chicago for two games, and then home against Florida. That's their next. That's their seven-game stretch, and that same time, the Stars will play eight games. Dallas has to be able to make up ground against this Nashville team over this stretch. Let's step aside one more time. When we come back, we'll talk about Tyler Seguin. We got some news on a potential return from him. Of course, we know that Alexander Radulov and Bishop are out for the rest of the season. Talk about a little bit about the impact of losing them, what Tyler Seguin coming back could do for this team, though. Talk about that right around the corner here on the Locked On Stars podcast. Before we step aside, Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football may be over, but the NBA, college basketball, and NHL are in full swing. They've got you covered for awards, TV shows, and reality TV. They've got real-time updated odds and props on almost anything that you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website, use your mobile device today to sign up, receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Also want to talk to you about rockauto.com. There's so many vehicle makes and models out there, and it's impossible for these stores, these traditional chain stores, to keep all the parts that you need in their warehouse. They only can carry, most of the time, they carry one brand, one model, one type, and there's no variety. You have to pay the price that they have because they only have the one option to choose from. Don't do that. Don't go through that. Go to rockauto.com. You have access to it at home and in your pocket. You can browse their catalog that has, I mean, just has an unbelievable amount of parts and just a crazy amount of stock. They've got everything from engine control modules, brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or your daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. Go to rockauto.com right now. See all the parts available for your car or truck. And while you're there, right, Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box, so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. Back here at the Locked On Stars podcast, be a waiver wire winner with daily fantasy hockey advice from Locked On Fantasy Hockey. Fantasy hockey expert Scott Cohen gives you the tips, insights, and analysis for season-long dynasty and DFS leagues. Follow the Locked On Fantasy Hockey podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Want to talk about Tyler Seguin real quick. We heard on Monday from Jim Neal that he was hoping to return the ice this week, and we could potentially see him in a couple of weeks. He was on the ice with the team today, still a couple of weeks out, but it looks like they're targeting that April 26th game against the Carolina Hurricanes in Dallas as a potential return date for Tyler Seguin. I've mentioned that before. You know, when we heard the couple of weeks, you know, kind of timeline, that felt like a natural time for the Stars to bring him back. You're coming back from a road trip in Detroit. It's your last two home games of the season to back-to-back. So if you play him one night and you feel like you need to rest in the next, you can still get him in, get him some action before you take off on that road trip, that multi-week road trip to finish the season in what's going to be probably the most critical point of the year for the Dallas Stars, if they even still have a chance at a playoff spot. And what it also does is allows you to see how these next six games go. The Stars have to be dominant. They have to be dominant. If they were ever going to go on a six-game winning streak, it has to be during this six-game stretch. Two games at home against Columbus, two games at home against Detroit, two games on the road against Detroit. You need to win five of these games, I think, minimum, to even justify to yourself that you're still in a playoff spot. And we'll have to see how Nashville does, right? That's still dependent on what Nashville does. Stars 7 points back of the Predators with three games in hand. They need to take advantage of this stretch right here, close that gap before they hit their run in their final few weeks of the season, where they take on teams above them in the standings, and the majority of the games are on the road. By bringing back Sagan, or targeting that 26th, that April 26th date, you get past these six games, and if things go really poorly or Nashville plays really, really well, you don't make up any ground, maybe you reevaluate and say, hey, maybe we don't bring him back. Maybe we do the same thing we're doing with Bishop and Alexander Radulov, have him rehab, have him train, get ready and healthy for the start of next season. If it's close, it's there, and he's ready to go, slot him in the lineup, get him some action, make a run at the playoffs. Tyler Sagan, of course, hasn't played at all this year after undergoing off-season surgery. He's been on IR all season. Last year for the Stars, he played in 69 games, put up 50 points, was a -2. Not an amazing, amazing year from Sagan. Still a very good player, still an influential player. Had a rough stretch in the postseason for the Stars last year. We come to find out he was very, very beat up in the postseason. Just 13 points in 26 games, just 2 goals. I mean, the Stars, in some aspect, it was kind of amazing that they were able to do what they were able to do in the postseason, considering Tyler Sagan, who is probably, you know, when healthy, their most potent forward, really wasn't producing it at a super high level. Go back to 2018-19, though, a healthy Tyler Sagan, 80 points in 82 games. The year before that, 78 and 82. The year before that, 72 and 82. The year before that, 73 and 72. The year before that, 71 and 70. The year before that, 84 and 80. This guy is a point per game player. I think he's one of maybe 2 or 3 on this team. You know, Roope Hintz, I think, is in that category now. I think Joe Pavelski and Jason Robertson are near that level right now, and so far, at least they've looked like that. But this is the only guy, I think, that when he's healthy, he's a bona fide point per game player. Even with a down year last year, you have to expect he'd bounce back this season if he can come back healthy. He also, if he's healthy, power play influential, overtime influential, shootouts influential, faceoffs influential. I mean, this guy does so much for the Stars that I don't even think we necessarily consider him, because he's such an influential producer that we don't think about some of the other stuff that he does for this Stars team. Faceoffs in the defensive zone to start penalty kills. I mean, that's what he can do, because he's a decent enough, you know, short-term penalty killer. You know, 15 seconds, if he can win the faceoff, he's good enough. Get him out there, win the faceoff, get it down the ice, get your change in, but make sure that, you know, you're not starting behind the eight ball on the penalty kill. I mean, that's what he brings, right? So getting him back, I think, is very, very important for the Stars team. Sounds like we may see him as soon as the 26th or 27th. You know, you think about where he can slot in. I don't think you touch, you know, putting Roope Hintz in the lineup just for this exercise. I don't think you touch that line. I think Hintz, Pavelski, Robertson, stick them together. They've been very, very good. But then I think Sagan, put him on that line with Jamie Benn, right? Maybe put him with Dennis Gurianov, and maybe, you know, that allows you to, when Jason Dickinson is in the lineup. He's been hurt a little bit off and on recently, but he's in the lineup. Now he can be on that bottom line, and Joel Kiviranta. We saw Joel Kiviranta potentially see him here in the next couple of weeks. He comes back. Now he's on that fourth line with Jason Dickinson and whoever you want to play on that right wing, whether it's, you know, Dellandrea, whether it's, you know, whoever it may be, Kamano, Caro, whoever you want, can slot down to that line. And you keep your FCC line together. I mean, just adding Tyler Sagan, I don't want to sound like I'm going to hyperbole, because he's not a magical cure for all the Stars' woes this season. But you talk about where the Stars lineup is, where it has a definitive one, top three with Hintz, Pavelski, and Robertson, and then your second line is Jamie Benn and whoever they get to play center that night, Faxa, Dickinson. Just Jamie Benn some nights, right? And then Gurianov sometimes, you know, whoever's healthy and is playing well. Now you slot Sagan in, that changes the dynamic of that line. You can rely on that second line or 1B, if you want to call it that, because it does have Tyler Sagan, Jamie Benn on it. But you can rely on that line, and it just lets everything else fall into place. Getting Radulov back would be huge too. Same sort of dynamic, but even without him, still lets some of these other things fall into place. Faxa can stay on that third line now and play with Como and Cogliano, and you have your traditional FCC checking line. That fourth line is now, you're not having to pull up Dickinson to play second line minutes. You've got now Dickinson in a very, very above average fourth line center playing on the fourth line. You've got Kiviranta, who I think is an above average fourth line, you know, forward playing on that fourth line. I think it really, when he's healthy, I think it really kind of helps the Stars kind of put things back where they would like for them to be in terms of their lineup. So hopefully we see Sagan back. Hopefully the Stars have put themselves in a playoff position or near one. When Sagan comes back, he gets to play some meaningful time, meaningful minutes, be influential, and can help the Stars make a late run at this thing. We'll have to see. We'll be back tomorrow to talk about this game, post game from this one, and then we'll be back on Locker Room. I think Locker Room's going to be Sunday evening. I said Sunday at 4. Locker Room's going to be Sunday evening. We're going to shoot for 7:30. There's no Sunday game, so we'll use that as the time where the Stars would normally play on a Sunday. We'll talk about the game Saturday night. We'll talk about the Red Wings on Monday and Tuesday. We'll talk about all the latest Dallas Stars news. Make sure to tune in. Follow me on Locker Room, @Kenneth_Nash19. But until tomorrow and until then, make sure to follow on Twitter, @LockedOnStars. Follow my personal account as well, @Kenneth_Nash19. Make sure to follow wherever you listen to your podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever it may be. Follow so we show up in your feed every single day. Make sure to tune in tomorrow for tomorrow's post-game recap of tonight's contest. Until then, though, stay safe, stay healthy. Talk to you soon.
Your Locked On Stars, your daily podcast on the Dallas Stars. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.